I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You can spin the dial all you want, but in much of Somalia, there are no longer any good tunes on the radio. Somalia's Islamist insurgents have ordered a number of radio stations throughout the country to stop playing music altogether. Music, they say, is un-Islamic. BBC reporter Mohamed Olad Hassan is in Mogadishu. So, Mohamed, all radio stations in Somalia have stopped playing music, or just certain stations?
Well, there are 15 radio stations in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. 12 out of these 15 have totally stopped playing music. People can listen to music now only from government-run radio and a radio based in Kenya, which has a transmitter in Mogadishu, funded by the UN. So the other radio stations were already ordered not to play music, since instead they were using the crowing of roosters and traditional poems.
So it's this group, Hezb al-Islam, that issued the ban on music. But, I mean, how are they enforcing it? I mean, if you don't stop playing music on your radio station, are they going to shut down the radio station?
They are threatening to the owners of this radio station to be death. They are threatening death to these owners of this local radio station. So it is a matter of security, personal security. Islamists have people who are threatening people who are killing people, and they are everywhere.
So tell me, first of all, how the public has reacted to this ban.
Really, those people are not very happy with this, and they say that they were already living in a very bad condition. One listener I spoke to says describes the music as a tranquilizer. And he says, instead of listening the gunfire and the explosions in the capital and the news that's very horrific, he says, I always listen the music to satisfy myself and make it happy. So people are not happy. It seems they were forced, and nobody can openly express his anger over this ban of music, because everybody is fearing for his own security.
Mohammed, I don't know if our listeners can hear it, but I'm detecting far in the background some singing. Is that a muezzin at a mosque?
Yes, I'm just talking to you on the rooftop of my house, because I couldn't go back to the office.
No problem, but it does kind of raise for me the kind of question, what about Islamic music? Do the Islamists not accept that?
Yes, there are two local radio stations already not playing music. So these two radio stations use Islamic lyrics and Arabic songs, encouraging jihad. So these are the jingles they use in their programs, and these are acceptable to the Islamists. But this radio station is, we're playing Western music, we're playing pop songs, we're playing rock songs. So Islamists were not happy with these kinds of songs, so they said they are banning because they were un-Islamic. And if they divide, they will face the wrath of the Islamists and fear for their life.
Now, Islamists in Somalia have already imposed a ban on watching soccer on TV. What happens when the World Cup starts in June, Mohammed?
Well, already there are no cinema videos where people can together watch TVs and world soccer. But people can still have an access to watch things inside their rooms, inside their homes. And so far, the group did not intervene people watching things inside their room, so people can have dishes, can have set up their own dishes, and then watch the soccer inside their rooms.
Mohammed, tell me what you are seeing right now on your rooftop. I know it's just around dusk there.
Yeah, it's a very dark city. It's cloudy in the sky in Somali capital Mogadishu tonight, but it's not raining. But I can hear from the background. There's muezzin, the colbray of the evening prayers, and so Mogadishu seems like a jungle. You can see in the distance some of the lights from a distance. The rest of the capital seems to be very dark, but from view, small lights appearing in the distance.
Well, Mohammed, strange irony there. No music on the radio, but at least some live music over the rooftops of Mogadishu. The BBC's reporter, Mohammed Olad Hassan, in Mogadishu. And Mogadishu is one of the answers to our geo-quiz today, asking for Somalia's three largest cities. The other two are Bosaso and Hargeisa. Mohammed, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, too.